When can we see her?
Right now.
There's horse feathers right there. Once I confirmed you folks were coming, I wouldn't let anyone get near her. I thought once all the other customers and the staff left, Mrs. Carney might go. I went up and asked her. She said she had no place else to go. I said maybe she ought to go home, but she said she was afraid her son would kill her again.
Well, that's something.
Yeah. Don't think I'm not following up on it either. But I figured I'd let her alone after that. And here you are.
Thanks, Chief. She sounds pretty reasonable for a dead lady. We'll see if we can find out what's going on.
She was always a sweet old lady. I admit I'm more than a little freaked out. I feel bad, but this isn't right. She can't be here.
She doesn't belong anywhere like this. Just sit tight, Chief.
This is weird, right? Even by our standards?
You've been at this a lot longer than I have. You tell me.
Not a vampire, not a zombie if she's carrying on a conversation, ordering tea, not trying to eat anybody's brains.
Demonic possession?
Nah, look at her. Pretty withered, partly decayed. Finger bones are poking through the skin.
Yeah, she's all yours.
Mrs. Carney, hey, how's your day going so far?
How's her day going?
It'd be a damn sight better if somebody would bring my tea. And a chocolate chip muffin. The service here is terrible today.
Well, you're making everyone pretty nervous.
Me? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I hate to break it to you, Mrs. Carney, but they're a little scared to come near you because you're dead.
Is that all? Heck, I know that.
You do?
I've been dead a while now. Hard to keep track of time, so I couldn't say how long exactly. Pretty sure it was a stroke. I should have had a priest come and bless me. Should have had a wake and a funeral and been in my grave by now. All the prayers that would have been said. But my son Alan is a lazy, tricky little bastard. He just closed my bedroom door and let me rot. Didn't say boo to anyone about me dying. That way he could keep cashing my social security checks.
This is your son we're talking about.
I know. How do you think I feel?
Mad enough to stick around to haunt him, maybe?
I never thought about it that way.